problem is that this market is so driven by perception now and by feeling and by herd mentality. And the issue we have now is that we have so much volume is now handled by traders. So it's not like in the old days where we had the mining companies selling to the steel mills, the users. Now we have a lot of volume controlled by traders and financial intermediaries. So you have also the impact of financial derivatives on it as well. You have a lot of participants who have a vested interest that the iron ore price may come down. So they may talk it down. So I think the one thing we will have now compared to the past is more volatility.
Given what you've just told us about the seesawing price and it being under the control more of traders than actual true market dynamics, what are your comments on the thoughts or the talk of it improving federal and state budgets' bottom lines?
Well, we shouldn't get too excited about that because we just don't know if this level can greatly improve the bottom line, given that a year ago, I think the expectations were higher than $50. I don't think it's going to immediately translate into improving bottom lines. I mean, I think to celebrate is a little bit premature.
What's behind this recent spike in the iron ore price?
Now, a lot of the Chinese people working for the steel mills and other Chinese in the iron ore space are coming back from holidays. I just got the sense, just talking to different people, that there seems to be a bit more optimism in the air, stronger interest in buying iron ore. So there seems to be a bit of a revival happening. There are some indications that the steel industry is doing a little bit better.
I thought the indications were, according to the ANZ, not so long ago, we'd already hit peak steel in China.
I don't quite agree with that because if you look at how other countries develop, each country reaches peak steel at different stages. Of course, you cannot compare China to a country like Taiwan or Korea who reached very high steel intensities, but we are more similar to the United States. I mean, China is more similar in size and so on. And so I think with between 600 and 700 kilograms per capita, that's roughly where I think China will head. Given they still have to develop the West. So I think over the long term, there is still more steel consumption coming and that therefore we haven't reached peak steel yet. But there is, at the moment, overcapacity. That is true. And that's what the Chinese government is very concerned about. And they are quite keen to shut down some of that capacity, especially there's a lot of capacity that's old mills, very inefficient and polluting mills they want to shut down. So China is going through a painful process of restructuring and modernizing its steel industry. And that's why we see a lot of price volatility now as well.
How strong is $51 a tonne? Of course, nothing near the highs of 160 of not so long ago.
That number would have absolutely shocked us not too long ago. 1.5 years, 2 years ago, we would not have dreamt these levels. So we have actually gotten used to quite a low level. And in fact, we're quite happy now because compared to what it was in December when it reached an all-time low in the new sort of index pricing era. So I think we're quite happy at this level. So we've gotten used to a lower new normal. And I think, of course, those iron ore miners which are in trouble and who have exited wouldn't be happy about it. But the ones who remain in production are actually quite happy about the current level, I think.
How long do you think this current level of $51 a ton can last?
We will see a continuous seesawing. You know, we will have waves of restocking, steel mills trying to manage their money, they have to manage liquidity. In the past, they had actually lived with quite high levels of stocks. Now they're trying to live with maybe 20 days of iron ore stockpiles. So once they run that down, they have to buy again. So we will see this continuous restocking and then not buying. And then we'll see that sort of a psychological pattern developing where if it drops to about 45, they'll start buying again. If it goes to sort of in the mid-50s, maybe they'll stop buying again.